In the 1500s, the Spanish government granted each conquistador who settled in the Americas an encomienda, the right to demand taxes or labor from Native Americans living on the land. This system turned the Native Americans into slaves. Grueling labor in the fields and in the gold and silver mines took its toll. Many Native Americans died from malnutrition and disease. A Spanish priest, Bartolomé de las Casas, condemned the cruel treatment of the Native Americans. He pleaded for laws to protect them. Las Casas claimed that millions had died because the Spanish made gold their ultimate aim, seeking to load themselves with riches in the shortest possible time. Because of Las Casas' reports, in 1542 the Spanish government passed the new laws, which forbade making slaves of Native Americans. Although not always enforced, the laws did correct the worst abuses. The plantation system. Some Spanish settlers made large profits by exporting crops and raw materials back to Spain. In the West Indies, the main exports were tobacco and sugarcane. To raise these crops, the Spanish developed the plantation system. A plantation was a large estate. The Spanish used Native Americans to work their plantations. Las Casas suggested replacing them with enslaved Africans, a suggestion he bitterly regretted later. He thought the Africans could endure the labor better than the Native Americans. By the mid-1500s, the Spanish were bringing thousands from West Africa to the Americas. The Portuguese did the same in Brazil. The Africans who survived the brutal ocean voyage were sold to plantation owners. By the late 1500s, plantation slave labor was an essential part of the economy of the colonies.